We recently did a walkthrough of a medical cannabis dispensary in Windsor Heights, Iowa. Medical marijuana is a brand new thing for the Hawkeye State, and many people are wondering what it's all about. Join us as Stephen Wilson from MedFarm, Iowa, takes us on a tour, and yes, there are photos, both on our radio blog and on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Arion HR, Human Resource Management for Small to Mid-Sized Businesses. Companies that outsource their HR functions grow 7 times faster than those that don't. Why? Well, you get to focus on what you love to do and leave compliance to the experts. Learn more at AURION.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, thanks for clicking through to the Business News Hour. We're going to do something we've never done before, which should probably be rather remarkable for us because we've done most everything when it comes to the area of business. We are going to take a walk through and have a conversation about MedFarm, Iowa. Now, there are 5 dispensaries all across Iowa, 2 of which are occupied and run by MedFarm, Iowa. One happens to be in the greater Des Moines metro, and the other is in Sioux City. And with me is Stephen Wilson. And Stephen is with MedFarm and is responsible for these centers. Stephen, welcome to the Business News Hour. Thanks for letting us do this, Stephen. Tell us a little bit about MedFarm. What is it?
MedFarm is currently the state's only manufacturing facility for cannabis products. You know, we were first issued the license back earlier in 2018, and currently we not only produce the only cannabis products here in Iowa, but we also operate 2 dispensaries, one here in Windsor Heights, a suburb of Des Moines, also in Sioux City as well.
And, right away when I walked into your facility here in Windsor Heights, this doesn't look like what I expected. This looks like kind of a drugstore. It kind of looks like an Apple store. I'm sure it's designed that way.
Sure. So it's actually unlike any other dispensary that, or unlike very few dispensaries that are across the nation. We designed it with the intent to create a very warm, inviting environment for people. Unlike a lot of the other doctor's offices they may visit, which is very clinical, very sterile, we wanted to create a place that's not only a very professional setting, but also one that invites comfortability among our patients.
All right, so the minute we walk in the door, there's a reception desk, and we've got folks behind the reception desk. Where does all this start? How does this go on?
Sure, so the first thing we have patients do is fill out their new patient intake form. This captures not only basic personal contact information, but also any other medical information that we need to be aware of. You know, prescription medications are currently taking, which symptoms are exhibiting, and this really lets us form a good conversation in our heads as to which medical cannabis products are going to be best for them. It also gives us a record of everything else that may be going on in their lives.
Now, when you get to this point, Stephen, I suspect that you already must have a valid card to be in the facility.
Correct. So every patient, before they're allowed to purchase medical cannabis products, are going to need one of 2 things. One, they're going to need their state ID. That's going to allow for further verification. But the most important thing they're going to need is their medical cannabis card issued by the Department of Transportation. Now, this card is tied to their DOT registration as well, but it's very important that we have that card number. That will allow them to not only possess and purchase medical cannabis products, but that will allow for us to verify they are who they are in our state tracking system.
Got it. So there are all kinds of hoops to draw from before you even get to this point.
Sure. So the first thing they'll need to do is have a conversation with their physician. This can be any MD or DO that they currently have a relationship with. Once the physician determines that this is a good treatment option for them, they'll fill out the healthcare certification form. Now, that healthcare certification form is only certifying that that patient has one of the approved medical conditions. Doctors ain't prescribing medical cannabis. What they're doing is simply saying this person has this condition. After they complete that, what they'll need to do is go to the Department of Public Health's website. There's a very simple online registration process that takes place. Can get it done within about 5 or 10 minutes, actually.
Back to the physical structure of the facility. A welcoming station here. Neat colors. They're in green and in white and some earth tones and some blues. This is just very well lit. well-maintained, clean, obviously. And what are these, as we go over here to the desks, what are these stations all about? You've got a number of, looks like iPads or something here up on each one of the stations. Well, what's all this about?
So when you come for your first initial consultation, you'll work with one of our very qualified patient consultants to determine which formulation and which product is going to be the best for your condition and your symptoms. What we've designed is a state-of-the-art application that allows patients to explore not only our formulations and products, but also MedPharm Iowa as a whole, who we are and what we're trying to do as well. This will allow us to explain all the different ingredients that go into the products as well as dosing information and really try to figure out which product is going to be best to treat that patient's symptoms.
So the patient, let's say that they have one of the conditions is epilepsy, for example, right?
Yes. So typically for epilepsy, what we'd recommend is something with a higher CBD formulation. In this particular instance, what we'd recommend initially is our Calm formulation. That Calm formulation contains 20 parts CBD to 1 part THC. We have a whole plethora of information that shows CBD is very effective at controlling and reducing the amount of seizures. So that's going to be the first place we go to when we're dealing with something like epilepsy.
And then, so your trained staff are standing with the individual making some determination about what are the cause and effects of their illness, of their prescribed illness, and then making some choices, yeah?
That's correct. Yeah, all of our staff is very trained to know not only just our products, but also all the formulations and all the minute details that go into treating certain symptoms and conditions using medical cannabis products. You know, a lot of this knowledge has already been out there and has been implemented in other states, but there is still a lot of confusion here and misunderstanding in the state of Iowa as far as which products are going to work best. So it's very important to us that our staff is well-versed and well-trained on all of this so that we can make the proper recommendations for patients.
All right, so we're at a station and looking through whatever might be of best use for the individual. And so you just brought up another screen here. These are all the what's in the product and the dosage?
Correct. So we follow for most patients, what we'd like to do is follow what we call a titration schedule or a dosing protocol. What this allows us to do is start at a small dose of cannabis product and work our way up. You know, doing it that way is going to allow for us to find that patient's optimal dose a lot easier than if we start at a higher dose and work our way down, or we just kind of guess. Starting at a low dose and working our way up is what I like to call the barbecue method. We start low and we go slow.
All right. So we have various conditions that are affected here. Now, some of the medical conditions that go with medical cannabis are what? I mentioned epilepsy, but what other things can someone receive a card so that they can go to MedPharm and experience this?
So currently there are 9 approved conditions by the state of Iowa. This includes cancer, AIDS or HIV, ALS, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, Parkinson's, any kind of seizures, epilepsy, untreatable pain, and then terminal illness as well.
So, and each one of those various conditions have a corresponding product that goes with it?
Correct. So really what we're after more than anything is managing symptoms. Each condition may have a set of overlapping symptoms that may be common to other diseases as well. What we really like to do is take all of that into account when we're trying to determine which product or formulation is going to be best for that patient.
That's the voice of Stephen Wilson. We are taking a tour of MedPharm Iowa. MedPharm Iowa, the Des Moines location, is located in Windsor Heights. All right. So describing more of the building that you've got, how long did it take to decide what the interior would look like?
Well, we knew pretty much from the start that we wanted to design the building in a way that was warm and inviting for patients. We had taken tours throughout several other dispensaries throughout the country and kind of determined that most dispensaries are very, very sterile, very, very procedural. You know, you got to go through 3 or 4 doors just before you see someone to talk to. And we really wanted to try and avoid that as much as we can. We want patients to feel comfortable when they walk, and we want them to feel like this is someplace they belong. Because a lot of times that can be just as much part of the therapeutic process as the products themselves.
What are you finding in your first several days of being open and people are coming through the doors? Are they curious? Are they already Do they already have their cards? Do they know what's going on and how it all works?
Sure, it's about a 50-50 split. So we certainly have a lot of people coming and inquiring about information, just like we suspected after opening. The people were going to see what we're doing here and want to come in. They want to learn more about this. I think more than anything, the majority of Iowans support this as a treatment program. Most of them want more information, want to learn more about it, aside from the patients that already have cards coming in, who still may have questions that we need to answer. But for the most part, people are just generally curious about what it is we're doing here, and we're more than happy to provide that information.
Well, that is one of the factors, because I know you and I spent some time not too very long ago with a whole group of residents in and around Windsor Heights having an explanation time period where we're talking about what it is you guys do and how you do it. All right, so after we finish with picking out what works or what might work for each patient that comes to MedPharm Iowa, then what happens?
So after we've determined which product is going to be best for that particular circumstance, depending on symptoms and whatever condition, the next thing we'll do is we'll have to actually, you know, dispense the product to the patient, and that occurs at the counter just right over here.
So. All right, let's go. We're going to walk over to the counter with Stephen Wilson and see what's going on over here. All right. So here we have a counter, ladies and gentlemen, that looks, well, it's a counter, and there's smiling staff behind the counter. And what happens at this point?
So all of our cannabis products have to be under lock and key at all times. So instead of having to go back and transport the cannabis products from our secure vault to the front, what we've done is install state-of-the-art card reader locked cabinets behind the counter. What that allows us to do is very quickly and efficiently dispense the cannabis products to patients. Once a product has been determined as the one that's going to be necessary for that treatment, what they'll do is work with their consultant to dispense the product. After it's been determined and we've added that product into the system, what it's going to do is print out a label. That label is going to then be affixed to that individual package. What that does is guarantee, it's a pretty cumbersome.
There's a lot of moving parts here.
There is. So it's very important that all of our patient consultants are very aware of the process involved with this, because we want to make sure that all of our patients have the legal protection to be able to possess these products. And that's what that label does.
So when we were back at the screen deciding what formulation was correct for the patient, does that, whatever's picked at that point, does that then flow to the counter so that the counter people are then aware of what product is being recommended?
Absolutely, and that's done because the consultant that particular patient is working with is going to be the same consultant that dispenses the cannabis product to them.
You know, there's so much security involved here. I mean, you've got security cameras, you've got locked cabinets, you've got all this stuff going on. Why?
We take the security of our patients very seriously. I think it not only says a great deal about the steps we've taken to ensure that safety, but cannabis is still a Schedule I drug, so the amount of regulations that go into manufacturing and dispensing these products, we take very seriously. And as a result, we've got extra steps of security in place to prevent any issues that might occur.
Now, MedPharm Iowa has two locations, one in Sioux City and one here in the Des Moines Metro. Are they similar as far as how they look?
Yeah, they're very similar. Again, we've designed both places to be warm and inviting to patients. Our Sioux City location's a little bit bigger. However, it's kind of got the same feel to it. Very much an Apple Store-like, but with a little touch of pharmacy in there as well.
And if you're wondering exactly what this looks like, we will have photographs up on our radio blog, so you can see what the heck we're talking about as we go through this. Our guest is Stephen Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. He's in charge of MedPharm Iowa dispensaries, both in the Des Moines Metro and also in Sioux City. When it comes to conditions that you're seeing, Stephen, has it been a wide variance of people? And let me ask that question first, then I've got another follow-up with regard to how many people have cards.
Sure. So one of the right now, we've seen this in Minnesota as well. The number one condition patients are certified for is untreatable pain. It's been very common knowledge for a long time that cannabis is a very effective pain relieving agent. So it's no surprise that most of the patients walking in are exhibiting some form of intense chronic pain.
And we just had a news story yesterday about fentanyl. and that has been being used as a drug to treat significant pain. And China, as a matter of fact, just this week has said that they're going to put on tighter controls over the export of fentanyl because of the opioid epidemic. And it would seem to me, just as an untrained observer, that this this treatment system may be safer than opioids?
Sure. So we've actually seen in other states with medical cannabis programs, the amount of opiate-related deaths and opiate prescriptions has dropped dramatically. It's no surprise that THC is very effective at controlling pain. In Illinois, what we saw is several patients were able to get completely off opiates using cannabis and high THC oil.
One of the things I think that we should make very clear as our walkthrough continues here at MedPharm Iowa is that this is not people smoking cannabis. So this is not people smoking marijuana. This is medications that have been created specifically under laboratory conditions at a very high end. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. We take, we take the utmost latest scientific procedures and pharmaceutical grade procedures in place to make sure that the products that we are manufacturing are not only of a medical grade, but are going to be the most effective at treating any of the conditions or symptoms that patients walk in with.
Well, we've concluded our walk around for MedPharm Iowa and their Windsor Heights location, sitting in an office/printing area. You guys have put a lot of cash on the front end of this. Office is not so much, right?
We're getting there. Don't worry.
it's very Spartan.
Yeah. But that's I think I'm going to move this printer later today, too.
You think so?
I am.
Yeah. Stephen, what has the first several days been like? I mean, you just started operation on the 1st of December. What's been happening here in the Des Moines market or maybe even the Sioux City market? What have you been seeing?
Yeah, so like we expected, we were met with a significant amount of demand the first day. We had over 30 people lined up, before open here on Saturday as well. And then over the course of the whole weekend, we saw at least 200 patients.
Yeah.
Even on our third day of operation, we still had people lined up outside waiting for us to open as well. So people are anxious to get these products in their hands. Patients are very anxious to get these products in their hands. And I think the demand for these products is something we definitely anticipated. And, we're happy that patients are willing to come to our store and, get the medication that they need to improve the quality of their lives.
Well, one of the things that has been talked about relative to access is the low number of cards that are currently in the hands of the public.
Mm-hmm.
Are physicians understanding their role, and is the public understanding their role when it comes to securing a card that allows you to partake of medical cannabis?
I think it's getting better as far as physicians go. The main issue, I believe, is a lack of information more than anything.
Right.
One of the important things that we really stress is that physicians are not prescribing medical cannabis.
Right.
All they're doing is certifying that this patient has a particular qualified condition. And the more that I think we kind of hammer that, I think the more physicians are going to understand is they're not responsible for prescribing anything. They're not responsible for product recommendation. Leave that up to us. That's what we're best at. And I think it's important that even if they don't agree with medical cannabis as a treatment option, if it's something that their patients want to do, all they need to do is sign off and say, yes, this person has MS or this person has Parkinson's.
Hmm. One of the things that I think is so stunning about the American culture is the United States, patients in the United States consume 50% of all the drugs that are manufactured, 50%. Yet our healthcare outcomes are falling at the bottom of industrialized nations. This is an interesting twist on all of that, where you guys are not out there advertising and pushing it on cable television that go buy your medical cannabis today. This is all really patient centered, and it's really all comes about because of the people that are involved. Mm-hmm. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. I think it's no secret that medical cannabis and cannabis as a whole has been used to treat various symptoms for hundreds of years. In fact, cannabis as a medicine has been known to have been used for tens of thousands of years, arguably one of the first medications we as a species were able to use. So it's no surprise that people are already aware or have done their own research as to what medical cannabis could do for them to help improve their lives. So even with the restrictions as far as marketing that we're able to do in advertising, I think, you know, more than anything, patients are excited that they're able to come in our stores and be able to purchase medical cannabis products in Iowa.
Well said. His name is Stephen Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. He's in charge of the two MedFarm Iowa dispensaries, one in Sioux City and one in central Iowa, in Windsor Heights, as a matter of fact. And why Windsor Heights? Why did you guys decide to come here?
You know, we wanted to have a market here in Des Moines that, you know, was able to service the greater central Iowa area. And Windsor Heights just made sense. It's at the cusp of a whole lot of infrastructure developments, you know, new businesses popping up. So we wanted to be in an area where there was a lot of growth and a lot of people willing to get information and willing to be a part of the program.
All makes sense. Stephen Wilson, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Our thanks again to Stephen Wilson from MedFarm Iowa for the tour of their cannabis dispensary in Windsor Heights. It's part of the Greater Des Moines Metro. They also operate a dispensary in Sioux City. You know, medical marijuana is a brand new thing for so many Iowans, and they're trying to come to grips with how it works and how you get it and what conditions does it work for. And I think we answered and asked all of those questions. Also, if you're interested in what MedFarm Iowa looks like, we do have images up on our radio blog and on our Twitter page at IOB_NewsHour. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Thanks so very much for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.